Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
By the way, do we have Howie Carr?
He's around here someplace. Where's Howie? Where is Howie?
You know Howie Carr?
Howie, where the hell are you?
The legendary Howie.
He's got that radio going.
We love Howie Carr, right?
See you later, alligator.
And it's a great honor to be deep in Florida, the Florida Everglades, to open America's newest migrant detention center. It's known as Alligator Alcatraz, which is very appropriate because I looked outside and it's not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon.
She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy.
Daddy, you're my daddy.
Won't you say that you'll forgive me?
We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
See you later, alligator.
It's Howie Carr.
Gator Gitmo. I'm going to be down there this weekend. Not at Gator Gitmo, but I don't think I can get into that area. It's off the beaten track. I don't think I'll be visiting it. I never even drove by Zip Connolly's pay prison, for-profit prison. I just knew it was around. It made me feel good that he was there. 8-4, and I was outside. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 201, my able-bodied neighbor told the police he was always being chased by clowns. He has not worked in 25 years. I remember when I first started seeing people in the 70s that were in their 40s who didn't work. And I kept looking at them thinking, how do they get away with this? How do they support themselves? And then I heard the D word, disability. And, you know, I should have figured it out sooner, but I didn't. And now, guy, it's a plague. And, you know, in the 90s, a couple of texters have mentioned this, when they started cutting people off, able-bodied people off of welfare, that's when the mental disabilities began, the SSI and the SSDI. And they always said, you know, once you got on, nobody ever left. And that was true until Trump's first term. And then the economy was so good that even people who'd been on disability for a while, they saw how much money everybody was making. And not a huge number, but a few people started actually going back to work. I mean, that's how good the economy was. That's why they had to send in the red Chinese COVID to wreck everything. And fortunately, we've come back. Where's Roscoe's chicken fingers? Mailroom manager has banned chicken fingers for Roscoe. It's just for me. By the way, the Kowloon came in. It's their 75th anniversary. Congratulations to the Kowloon owners, the Wong family. And they're doing a great job. They're having a 75th anniversary party. They just delivered me an invitation. I'm going to try to get up there in August. Although I guess I'll be on the Cape, but I'll try to make it though. So anyway, though, they delivered the food. How was the food, VIPs? If you have a hankering for fine Asian cuisine, get yourself to the Kowloon. It's on Route 1 North in Saugus. It's been around for 75 years, and they are going to remain open after they sell off part of the property to developers. Right now, it is time for the Chump Line.
When Donnie looked at all the illegal immigrants, he took a line from that infamous movie Jaws. I think we're going to need a bigger trash truck.
I think we're going to need a bigger penitentiary. Where is Zip, says 781. I think he's in Linfield, living in the family house. How did he get the nickname Zip? I think he got it from from Whitey Bulger. I think they call it because he was from South Boston, so zip code. I think that's what it was. They also called him Neighbor. And he was, I never liked that guy. I never liked him. He thought he was a big shot.
Environmentalists are worried that the pythons in the Everglades could choke to death on oversized prisoners. Tom Holman said, not to worry, the gators will turn them into bite-sized pieces for us.
You know, one of the VIPs were just saying Caroline Leavitt doesn't take any bleep off anybody, nor does Tom Holman, for that matter, you know, nor does Stephen Miller. That's what I like. That is the characteristic that all of Trump's appointees in the second term have. Nobody takes any guff off of anybody. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie.
You, Ramea, did I hear that New Hampshire's getting rid of a car emissions test? Yeah, big deal. If they want to be the live free or die state, they need to end those field sobriety tests too. Yeah.
It was kind of a moot point for Ted Kennedy, because by the time he got in the car, he was so drunk he would be falling asleep and passing out long before he got to the New Hampshire line.
Haitian cannibals are only eating the arms that other Haitian cannibals are too lazy to eat.
That was a weird story that she told, just kind of out of the blue. They said it was a wild press conference, only by the old standards, by modern Trump second term standards. It was just a routine press conference today down at Gator Getmo.
In a statement reminiscent of John Forbes Carey, MIT claimed to oppose anti-Semitism before they supported it.
Boy, there were some horrible stories out of MIT. I mean, Harvard is getting most of the headlines on anti-Semitism, but one of the guys that's suing MIT, he was like a golden boy as a PhD, was a computer scientist guy, and then October 7th happened, then he suddenly became like persona non grata. You know, he literally had to leave the campus. I'll read you the story when we come back. I've got it in my pile of stuff.
Joe Biden said he once escaped from alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, he did. He did. He took Poke Salad Annie to the prom, too. It's 508. Why are you waiting until August to open your Cape Mansion? Have you noticed the weather? It would just be depressing to be down there, and you know, in the damp weather, and just to have the rain every weekend. I'm kind of glad I waited until August this year.
I hope they're going to have some veterinarians as this alligator Alcatraz. They may put on a lot of weight. A diet heavy in illegals can really pack the pounds.
Yeah. You know, the illegals, though, are going to find out, though, they're going to realize quickly that alligators slow down significantly in the winter. You know, it'll be easier to escape in the winter. You'll probably have a 5% chance of outrunning them if you make your move in January as opposed to August.
Now, let me get this straight. Democrats had to read out loud all 900 pages
yes.
of the bill. Whatever happened to, we got to pass it to see what's in it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. One of the texters earlier today said, you know, if Chuck Schumer had just followed Nancy and Paul Pelosi's stock advice over the years, he wouldn't have to worry about being defeated for re-election. He'd be all set. He could have $400 million, too, just like they do. Can you believe that? The Pelosis are worth $400 million?
Hey! Hey, Howie, the illegals are cannibalizing themselves? That's why I don't like cannibals. They're full of themselves.
That sounds like that was cribbed out of a joke book, but that's okay.
Mayor Menino, what do you think about the stories about Iran planning a domestic attack in the United States?
But let me just perfectly be clear. There is no information whatsoever. We have no information at all. So I don't want anybody to say, we're just assuming, we're just taking extra precautionary measures.
How are you investigating this?
Well, our intelligent unit is working with the federal officials.
What would the Iranians use for an attack?
Porta potties. Because of the large crowds, what's happened in the past, they knock them over and they use them as weapons.
If someone sees an Iranian weaponizing a porta potty, what should they do?
If there is a there's something suspicious out there, call 911.
Thank you, Mayor Menino.
Thank you.
It was great to reminisce about Mumbles Menino with Scott Brown. They are the future Nobel Prize winner. Come to Boston University. He walk on Commonwealth Avenue every day. You know him. His name is Dr. Martha Luther King.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we post all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps is posted every evening around 7 p.m., and you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie.
Joe Biden said he once escaped from alligator Alcatraz.
Joe Biden taught Ron Ely how to wrestle alligators. He taught Crocodile Dundee how to wrestle crocodiles, too.
I have wrestled with an alligator.
603, we used to have a restaurant in Concord, New Hampshire that had alligator bites on its appetizer menu. They did taste like chicken. I've tasted them at Gatorland. They do. It does. It's true. It's a joke, but it's true. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Officer Mark says the Gators have already begun referring to the shorter illegal aliens like their Halloween candy. Fun size. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is which part of voting against the big, beautiful bill will play the worst for Democrats? Cutting child tax credit in half, opposing modernizing air traffic control, opposing cutting taxes on tips and overtime, voting for the $4.7 trillion tax increase, or opposing money for border security?
I think voting against tips and overtime, because people are going to notice that. It's not some, abstract. Like, maybe your taxes would have been raised. This is something they're going to see. But I know I'm a minority in this one.
Yeah, that's at 27% in third place. First place goes to voting for a $4.7 trillion tax increase at 33%, 32% for opposing money for border security, 5% for cutting the child tax credit in half, and 3% for opposing modernizing air traffic control.
All right. Here's one. 339, longtime listener. The men at work and I who work a lot of OT are wondering if you could briefly explain how the BBB is going to affect overtime pay and taxes. No tax on OT. Thanks. You know what? I don't know. We'll try to find. We have somebody coming on tomorrow. Maybe they could explain it, right?
We've got Border Patrol coming on
okay,
tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday, so we'll have
Thursday. We have Grover and Norquist on, and maybe we'll get something from the White House explaining how it's actually going to work, because that's a really good question. How is it going to work? They also took taxes off Social Security for, like, I think 80% of the people that are getting Social Security. So I mean, and I thought they couldn't do that in this bill, but apparently they can. So. There's a lot in here that's good, which is probably why Susan Collins voted against it. I don't know. And Rand Paul, he's Rand Paul, and Tom Tillis. What can you expect of a guy who is named Thom? Never trust a guy named Thom. Tom, as opposed to Thom. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
This is Tom, T-O-M.
I understand.
Hey, Howie, I was just wondering if you were aware that Scott Brown was the deciding vote in voting down the nationwide reciprocity bill when he was a senator from Massachusetts. Did you know that?
It's coming back to me now that you mention it. I mean, people have got various votes they want to hold against him. He was a legislator, so every legislator has got votes that look bad in retrospect. But Tom, I mean, you got to ask yourself, who would be better for you? Who would hurt you less, Scott Brown or Chris Pappas?
Oh, I'm not saying. I definitely vote for Scott Brown again, but I just want, you know, in transparency, he voted against the Republicans, and, you know, and he voted against the reciprocity bill, which they're fighting for now. So we would have already had it how many years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know how many years he's been out, but we would have had it a lot of years ago.
Yeah, he's been out since, I think, 2012. It's tough. You know, you're running against it's tough for a Republican in Massachusetts any year, but especially in a presidential year. It's better when you're running in an off year. That's why they elect governors occasionally, because you're not getting as many no info and low info voters coming out in an off year. And he was just trying to hang on. And you know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's this great fake populist and all that, but she had more money than any non-incumbent senator had ever had in any campaign at that point in American history. And of course, all that money, it doesn't come from Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Sixpack from Byrne. It comes from Wall Street. It comes from the rich people. And she's been a faker from day one. Still is. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. VIP dates have been added in July. We're now in July, September, and October 1st. They sell out quick, so go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. Tonight, the VIPs were treated to a spread by Kowloon's. Good food, right, guys? Thank you. They're celebrating 75 years in business. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. I want to play a cut. Jake Tapper is such a hack. I can't, you know, they get rid of Joy Reid. They get rid of Terry Moran. They get rid of Chuck Todd. They get rid of all these people, Nora O'Donnell, Lester Holt. And somehow Jake Tapper survives. He's like a cockroach. You know, you can't get rid of him, whatever he does. And he's just, he's still a hack, still a hack. So Eric Adams is on with him, and he's just pointing out facts that everybody knows in New York and now increasingly across the country, that Mandami is a big Hamas supporter. And so Jake Tapper pretends to be Mickey the Dunce, because you're not supposed, this is what all the Democrats do. It's like Bernie Sanders. Well, Bernie, what would you do? Well, you know, I don't have any specific plans what I'm going to do. I just know it's too bad for working people. I feel very bad for working people. I'm 82 years old. I've never worked a day in my life. I feel very bad for people who've had to work. But it's the same thing with Tapper. I didn't know that. He has a stutter. I remember that. That was Joe Biden. How dare you say that? He's not senile. He has a stutter. So this, anyway, he's with Eric Adams here. And Eric Adams has to tell him what he's talking about Mamdani's anti-Semitism, cut 12.
What specifically has Mamdani said that you think is anti-Semitic?
Pro-Hamas. Hamas is a dangerous terrorist organization that should be destroyed. When you embrace the philosophies of Hamas, not only what they do to their own people, but what they did in Gaza to lift them up and praise them, I think that's a clear indicator that something is wrong with that. But he has
when did he praise Hamas? I don't recall him ever praising Hamas.
There's several videos, even during his days of being a rap artist, of praising Hamas and other terrorist groups. And so a little research, you'll be able to find it. But I'm not competing against him only for what he's done and praising Hamas.
Yeah, a little research, you'll be able to find it. But he doesn't want to find it, you see. That's the whole thing, right? 844-500-4242. This is really a bad time for police, you know, with the Karen Reed case and just the corruption and Michael Proctor and all this. And did you see the story today from North Andover? This was a very strange story. Yeah, a woman, a female police officer, apparently she was on leave, and they'd taken away her gun. So last night, three cops, fellow cops in the town, go to her house to serve her a restraining order, and some kind of a fray breaks out, and this woman had just given birth to a kid. She was engaged to a firefighter in North Andover. Not a bad place. It's a pretty decent town. And so she gets in an armed confrontation with her own fellow officers and ends up getting shot. She's a new mother. And she's 28 years old, and she gets shot. Kelsey E. Fitzsimmons was confronted by three North Andover police officers who were delivering the restraining order, which required her to surrender any weapons she possessed. At some point while the officers were in her home around 6:30, an armed confrontation began. An officer fired his weapon once, hitting Fitzsimmons in the chest. She was flown to a Boston hospital, where she was listed as stable today. Very strange. That's you know, something you don't see very often. And they don't have a restraining order against her in the Lawrence District Court, I guess, which was where it would be. 844-500-4242. By the way, before we get to more cop story, this is some good news. You want some winning? Want some more winning? This show is all about winning. That's why I can't take Wednesday and Thursday off, because I'll miss out on reporting on all the winning. Transgender swimming champion Leah Thomas will be stripped of her University of Pennsylvania swimming titles. after the Ivy League school bowed to pressure from the Trump administration. The university will also issue formal apologies. Wow, how come CBS can't issue a formal apology to President Trump when they hand over the $35 million check? The university will also issue formal apologies to every biological female competitor who lost out to a transgender competitor following an investigation by the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. This is great news.
He's a guy, so.
The probe found Penn violated Title IX by allowing a male to compete in female athletic programs and occupy female-only intimate facilities. Today's resolution, said Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, with you, Penn, is yet another example of the Trump effect in action. Thanks to the leadership of President Trump, you, Penn, has agreed to both apologize for its past Title IX violations and to ensure that women's sports are protected at the university for future generations of female athletes. The resolution agreement signed by the university will require it to undertake a host of additional actions, including adopting, I think this is hate speech, what I'm about to read, biology-based definitions for male and female.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Biology-based? Man, that's so transphobic.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Riley Gaines said, it is my hope that today demonstrates to educational institutions that they will no longer be allowed to trample upon women's civil rights, and renews hope in every female athlete that the country's highest leadership will not relent until they have the dignity, safety, and fairness they deserve. This is so good. Paula Scanlon, she was one of the women who, you know, I think she, I don't know if she quit or just, you know, she was traumatized, definitely traumatized by having this guy, you know, suddenly decide to like be stripping down in front of her. As a former Penn swimmer who had to compete against the and share a locker room with a male athlete, I am deeply grateful to the Trump administration for refusing to back down on protecting women and girls and restoring our rightful accolades. I am also pleased that my alma mater has finally agreed to take not only the lawful path, but the honorable one. Yeah. They decided to do the right thing. All it took was the threat of taking away $100-200 million. 844-500-4242. So how about this one? This was a horrible story. The Boston police sergeant Paul Downey charged with child rape. This was a guy who was 58 years old from West Roxbury. He had some clerical job at the headquarters in Roxbury. And they found his car down there, and that's how they tracked him down. 34-year veteran of the force earned $268,000. $268,000, including $110,000 in overtime. So many weird things in this, so many horrible things in this story. Prosecutors asked to hold him on the $250,000 cash bail. No court-appointed attorney was available because of an ongoing work stoppage by bar advocates, public defenders. So he was ordered held overnight until counsel could be appointed. How does a guy who made $268,000 a year get a public defender?
Right.
You know? I mean, Whitey Bulger had a public defender. He had Hank Brennan and Jay Carney. But he had $800,000, but he couldn't get it. It had been confiscated, you know, because they were going to hold it to give it to the victims. But, I mean, $268,000 a year and he's got a public lawyer. I can't believe he's going to have a public defender a long time. So Commissioner Cox, the guy who told Kelly Dever in the Kelly Reid trial to change her story and do the right thing, he issued a statement. These charges are obviously very troubling and our thoughts are with any alleged victims. We have faith in the Massachusetts State Police to conduct a thorough investigation. For that alone, he should be fired. He has faith in the man. Who are they? They going to bring back Proctor? Are they going to get Yuri Bukhatik is going to get? Is he, Sergeant Bukhatik, come in off the rubber ducky patrol. We're going to move you up to Suffolk County, to Boston area. God. 844-500-4242. The Los Angeles Times, another ruined newspaper. The Los Angeles Times is referring to a 43-year-old illegal alien accused of sexually abusing and then murdering a 13-year-old California boy as a youth soccer coach. Youth soccer coach. In a piece headlined, "Teen Allegedly Killed by Soccer Coach Died of Acute Alcohol Poisoning," family attorney says. They identified this guy. His name is he's an illegal alien from El Salvador. Mario Edgardo Garcia-Gaquino.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
He's identified as a soccer coach four times and as a youth soccer coach once. Ugh. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. J.K. Rowling gets final word after trans activist attacker ends up behind bars for child rape. Speaking of, Leah Thomas and transgenders going amok, J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, she's a big supporter of women and not being abused by men pretending to be women. And so this guy that's been going after her, just doxing her and trolling her, is a guy named Stephen Ireland, who founded Pride in Surrey, Pride, in 2018. So he just ran amok. He ran into trouble. Here's what she tweeted out. Stephen Ireland, who targeted me with endless abuse on here because I oppose the chemical castration of children and the removal of protected spaces for women and girls, has just been sentenced to 30 years in jail for child rape. Ireland was sentenced to 24 years behind bars for the rape of what the judge called an extremely vulnerable 12-year-old boy. And she went really, this guy, Stephen Ireland, went really crazy against her after she wrote this. "I do not want to make natal girls," that's a weird way to put it, natal meaning birth, "natal girls and women less safe. When you throw open the doors of bathrooms and changing rooms to any man who believes or feels he's a woman, and as I've said, gender confirmation certificates may now be granted without any need for surgery or hormones, then you open the door to any and all men who wish to come inside. That is the simple truth." And she lost her book publisher. She's a billionaire from those books. And all the big book publishers blacklisted her. A lot of them did. People dropped out of the movies of the Harry Potter books because she was such a phobe. Just for speaking the truth, the biological truth. 844-500-4242. "I had my first appointment back at Perfect Smiles, and it was a good thing I had it scheduled early this spring because I needed a filling replaced. Bacteria from a compromised filling can also irritate the surrounding gums, potentially contributing to gingivitis or periodontal disease. Dr. Houghton was able to take me right away, and he is the best. This is why I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip. While visiting, I met three listeners. They came from Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. In other words, Perfect Smiles is worth the trip. They're equipped to expertly handle all your dental needs. Grace goes to Dr. Tam for her Invisalign. I go to Lori for cleanings, and the mailroom manager and I have both had amazing smile makeovers by Dr. Houghton. For dental implants, TMJ, or smile upgrades, Perfect Smiles has the first-class team to take care of you. Listeners travel from northern Maine, from Cape Cod, from all over New England to have all their dental needs met by the best team anywhere. Visit PerfectSmiles.com and take a look at my testimonial video or call them at 603-595-6699. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return.
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now is Ty Lassiter. He is the head of Lassiter Capital. It's a real estate investment group, and they make a lot of good investments mainly in residential property, like apartment complexes. And they stay out of the blue states, as I've asked him before. Ty, you know, a lot of people are being seduced by the returns in the stock market, but that can go south very quickly, can't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now there's just so much speculation going on, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I've still got a portfolio in equities, but I like to focus on diversification. And although I do have stocks and I have my equity investments, I focus most of my investments on something that's going to do what I call the four keys to investment performance, and that's cash flow, equity appreciation, and a tax advantage. And really, at best, you're going to get one, maybe two of those in stocks, whereas in real estate, you can get all four of those, which is why I focus primarily on real estate.
And, you know, one thing I mentioned to you today that there's a story in the Wall Street Journal about this area in Florida on the West Coast. It's been a huge appreciation over the last few years, but suddenly the bottom has fallen out of the market for a number of reasons. How do you try to avoid getting into that kind of situation? Even now, the real estate market doesn't invariably go up, even in just the red states and in residential property, does it?
No, not at all. And I'm very familiar with Cape Coral, as you were mentioning. I actually have a lot of properties in Fort Myers, neighboring area, and Naples. And I still have a few in Cape Coral. But really, how you mitigate that is I don't look for fads. We have always looked for safe, slow, sustainable growth. And anywhere where you see these fads, so with Cape Coral by and large was under the median household home price for many, many, many years. And then all of a sudden, coming out of COVID, because that one little area of Florida, the home prices were well below the national average, mm-hmm. national median home price, many people started flocking there. And so it skyrocketed the values, because I think at any given time at its peak, there was only about 3,000 properties on the market,
yeah.
and there was well north of 10,000 buyers at any given time. Well, and then now today, because it's by and large a moderate to lower income area in Lee County, most of the people that live there are people that live in Cape Coral. They drive across the bridge and into Fort mm-hmm. Myers and Naples for work. And so now you're seeing that. They can't afford the homes.
If people want to get some information about your group, Ty, where do they go? LassiterCapital.com?
LassiterCapital.com, or easier, InvestHowieCar.com.
InvestHowieCar.com.